Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend rate retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. Greetings and welcome to the program. We are so pleased to be with you once again. Across the Veil may now be heard 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on BBS Radio. Check the programming for the times in your local area. And I don't want to hold our caller off too long, so I'm going to go ahead and take the call with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, I just had a quick question. It's in regards to work. I'm in
okay.
the process of looking for new work,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know if, I don't know, if anything is going to happen soon.
Okay. Have you been contemplating taking a test of some sort for work? Because I had a message coming in earlier as I was preparing for the program that there's somebody who's possibly taking a test for a new type of work.
No, I haven't.
No, okay. It might not have been for you. I'm going to share it with during the program. I just wasn't sure if it's for you or if it was for someone
oh.
else. Okay. Let's see. You're looking for some new work. Is it a case of your place that you have worked in before is cutting back? Is
well,
that
no,
what
I've been out of work for about, 6 months now.
Okay. Was it caused because of cutbacks or layoffs?
No, I'm an independent contractor, so I work freelance.
Okay.
So my jobs are intermittent anyway.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to get connected with you. It just sometimes it takes me a couple minutes when we first get on the air to make those good connections.
I see.
Let's see. You do freelance work. That's what you were saying. So I'm starting. I think I'm finding you. There we go. And you're looking to be able to pick up some more contracts. You're looking to be able to expand that
exactly.
avenue. Gotcha. I found you.
Sorry.
And, yes, there is the potential coming in for a rather good contract to come in. One that you're not, it's an area that you've not totally explored before, and it looks like it could actually be quite large.
Oh, wow. So it's a totally new?
It looks, I don't want to say new because you've seen the area before, you've worked within the area before, but you've not worked with the area. You've not done the work with this particular type of organization before.
I see. Okay.
I'm also seeing that you have about 2 more months of being kind of in this limbo state, and you want to, they're showing me contracts and paperwork. So apparently there's something you need to do with the paperwork end of what it is you're doing. They're showing me that there's contracts, there's paperwork, there's forms. Do you normally have your clients, when you're working with them, fill out an agreement with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Work with those a little bit more because it seems like you need to do a little bit of fine-tuning on something that's going to help you when you approach this larger corporation, this larger company that you're going to do some work with.
Okay, when is that larger company going to manifest? You said 2 months?
They showed me you have about 2 months to kind of play with some paperwork and play with some of the things you're doing. It's kind of like they're going to give you a few little test trial runs that they're giving you 2 months to kind of build up to being able to do this larger. I don't know how large of businesses you work with right now. Did you say you do consulting work?
Actually, kind of, yes.
Okay. You might not have said that then they're telling me that. It's moving into doing more of with major corporations to helping within this corporation build their own, what's the word I want, personnel skills. I don't know if that's an area you have worked with or not.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay, thank you, because the wording is just not something I know how to put into.
I totally understand. Personnel skills make sense to me.
Okay, good. Because that's what they're showing me, but they're showing you're going to get a couple little ones in the meantime, and you need to get yourself prepared for when you make this step into a bigger company. It's kind of like when there's a merger of companies that sometimes there needs to be a way to bring a balance to these two companies together. And that's kind of what I'm feeling it's kind of like.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The example that I'm hearing in my head is when the Denver newspapers merged together, and you had the Rocky Mountain News and you had the Denver Post, and they came together and created the Denver Newspaper Agency. And it's kind of when you bring those two companies kind of together, they're going to need some help and some skills in how to do that in a manner that two strong companies can work together as one strong company.
And that's where I come in?
Yes, helping within the ranks of the, what we talked about a minute ago, personnel skills, was it?
Yeah.
In that end of it. Not the mechanics of how do you make something like that happen, but how do you bring the people together to make that happen?
Got it. Totally makes sense.
Okay, because that's what they were showing me. It's like you've got a couple of months here that you're going to be running in little trial runs, doing little things and doing some little stuff to get yourself into understanding how to approach this, how to market yourself, how to create that, and I'm hearing the word hook, how to create that hook that they're going to know that you're the absolute perfect person to do this.
This totally makes sense because this is exactly what I've been working on, so. You're just confirming something for me, so thank you.
Very good, very good. They're also wanting me to tell you, are you currently married?
Haha. I pretty much am practically, I've been with someone for 6 years.
Okay, because they're telling me that there's some stuff going to shift around in your relationship a little bit. Not negative, don't take that as a negative statement. There's going to be some shifts around. They're showing me just not a negative, like you're not going to break up, that type of thing. They're showing me there's going to be a shift in the relationship probably in about 6 months.
Ooh.
Have you guys contemplated getting married?
No, but we have been contemplating separating.
Ah.
And I say that with a smile on my face, but it's been a lot of, I'll just say a tumultuous environment for the last few weeks. And
okay.
I love the person dearly. It's just, it's gotten a little stressful.
Is it based around finances?
Yes.
Then this 2 months with the other and then the 6 months with the relationship, that's where it's, the balance is coming in. That's why they're showing it to me, is they want you to realize that when you can get a little bit of a balance in there and you can get a little bit of the, they're showing me the symbol for money, that's going to help take some of those stresses out. That's going to help balance out some of that energy, because a lot of times when you get that coming in, a relationship, you know, shouldn't be
geared
with money as a contributor to it, but it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
As to whether or not you can be comfortable in places like that. And some people feel like, I'm doing everything, I'm not doing anything. Those kind of things can be a dance that people play, and it really hurts a relationship. But when this rolls in about 2 months and things start shifting and changing, that's going to help out the relationship.
That's really good news, actually. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm seeing children around you. Do you guys have any children?
No.
Okay. Not sure why I'm seeing children around you. What type of work does he do?
He's in music.
Music, okay. There's something about children, and I'm kind of feeling it falls more towards him. I'm not positive that it, what type of music he does, but it may be that they're actually leading him towards producing something for children.
Got you. It might also be that he needs to play a little bit more and lighten up.
That could very well be a part of it as well. That could definitely be letting that inner child come back out and realize that, you know, things happen and we do hit some walls every now and then, but it's how we bounce back up and stand back up on our own 2 feet that are going to make a difference.
Yes.
And I'm still definitely seeing children around. I didn't feel them around you. That's why I was asking if you had children, and that I can feel it around him more so than you.
Wow, I'm going to have him go play somewhere.
Go out and play in a mud puddle.
Such as your inner child.
Yeah, so let some of that come forward, too. Also, they want me to tell you that draw from the skills that you have within yourself, because the skills that you have within yourself are very strong and very life-giving to the work that you do. So they want you to draw from the skills that are within. So as you're sitting there working on this for the next couple of months, as you're preparing how you're going to present yourself, how you're going to be able to market this, draw from those inner skills, not necessarily all just the things that we know to do as professionals, but also draw from those skills that are inside.
Got you. Like intuitive.
Intuitive, maybe, you know, those feelings, those... You know, if you go to have a meeting with somebody and you know you're not actually talking to the right person, and you know that you feel that within yourself, they're showing me you standing there talking to a gentleman when in actuality you need to be speaking to a female, that you just immediately will know that, and you'll have the meeting with this first person and handle yourself very professionally as you do, but you're going to also know how to skirt around that and say, you know, I have a feeling that there's somebody else that maybe we should be involving in this conversation.
Got you.
So draw more from that inner knowledge, that inner ability.
I'm
also picking something up about teeth. There's something going on with somebody's teeth. Are you having teeth problems?
Yeah, I've been grinding them, and I have a bit of a hole in one of them.
Okay, you wanna take care of that as you can, but you also wanna quit grinding. You wanna let that stress go. Don't hold that stress in the jaw, because it can create other problems within your structure. They were showing me that it, because I actually, what it felt like is I could feel the teeth, and it actually started going in and feeling like a headache. And I thought, oh, it's gotta be hers, because I know it's not mine.
Got you.
So you want to, start letting that stress out in some other ways, like you were saying, you have some other, the stress is gone. Find other ways, like you, we were talking about letting him find a way to play a little bit more. Maybe you need to do something that can give you a way to stress, de-stress without having to do the grinding and that clutching of the jaw. I don't know if you hum or if you like to sing or that kind of thing, but that may be something that's beneficial to you. When you feel that stress coming in there, just kind of start humming.
Yeah, I have to do something. That's a good suggestion.
Right, and, you know, allowing yourself to be able to release from that and letting it go.
Okay, will do. Will do. Well, thank you so much, April.
VBS Radio.
Hi, this is April again, and I apologize to Kelly that I lost her. We had a funny thing happen with our power connection here, but we're back, and I know that we were talking about a few things, so if she'd like to give us a call back in and maybe finish up our conversation, that would be great. And I do apologize if that happened again. As I was saying, we're so pleased to be with you now. We're coming in 3 days a week. We're coming in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. As long as the power and the phone lines let us come in, we're coming in. And anyhow, we're coming in and sharing with you messages from those that are across the veil and getting some guidance from the guides and the masters and the teachers. And we're really wanting to let you know that they're sending a message of love and hope across to us. And they're sending those moments of wisdom that we need sometimes as we're trying to make decisions and trying to figure out which directions we need to go. And I wanted to share with you that we have a few products on our website that you can go in and check out and see if there's anything that's of interest to you. We have some guided meditations, a DVD, a couple of books out that we've published. Those type of things you can find on our website, and that's april@whitewolfapril.com is the email, and then whitewolfapril.com is my website that I'd love to invite you to take a peek at and see and find out a little bit more about what we do and about the programming and how we are working it. Let's talk about letting go of that pent-up, stressed, tight energy that gets stored within our bodies. And as the conversation I was having with the gal earlier, we were talking about how sometimes those stresses and tensions tend to come in because we actually get things happening in our world, such as, you know, finances or health or different situations like that, which will cause us to take this energy and we just kind of stuff it into our bodies and we stuff it into places within our bodies. And what they were sharing with me as I was in meditation about the program and as I was preparing for the program, they were sharing with me that we want to let that go. We don't want to hold on to it. We want to allow ourselves to come into a state of balance. We want to allow ourselves to come into a state of relaxation and being able to function in a healthy manner and being able to move forward in a healthy manner so that we don't necessarily maybe lose a relationship or maybe lose a, you know, our health or a situation like that. So they were sharing with me that we need to let go of those tensions. And one of the ways that they were showing me that we can do that is through tightening of the muscles in your body and holding it and focusing in on, like, if you know you hold your tension and your stress in your neck, just kind of really hold those muscles really tight for a minute. And for that little bit of time that you're holding it and you're holding it tight, saying and bringing in the energy of releasement and saying, okay, I'm releasing the stress from the job. I'm releasing the stress from the drive home. I'm releasing the stress of the conversation I had with so-and-so or such-and-such. And then as soon as you let go of those muscles and you go, ah, and let it relax, allowing yourself to let that go. Because we don't necessarily want to take home with us the problems. We don't necessarily want to carry that with us because it just becomes extra baggage that slows us down and holds us back and keeps us from being able to move forward, being able to function and be steadfast in our walk. And when we get those tensions and those stresses, they tend to hold us back. They tend to keep us back. They tend to keep us from being the strong, vibrant voice that we need to be and we want to be. So they were sharing with me the importance of that, letting go of that old, stored up, stagnant energy that kind of sometimes holds us back and keeps us from being able to see that window of hope, that window of love, that window of joy, because we get so wrapped up in the negative of it. One of the other things they were showing me is that we've become a nation of absolute excellent manifestors. And in those excellence of manifesting, we're able to bring in just about anything we want, but we all tend to seem to lean on the other end of it rather than it being the positive vibration of our manifesting. And when we're doing that, we need to learn to draw it in a brighter way, in a higher vibration level. And they were showing me some examples of when we sit and we look at the checkbook and we see that the numbers are getting lower and we've manifested the ability to spend it really well, we need to manifest the ability to increase it just as strongly, just as powerfully, just as encouraged as we are about everything in life. We need to make sure our manifestation thought processes fall in that same lineage of perfection, of drawing in that which is for our higher vibration, drawing in that which is for our higher good. And doing it, like I said, they were showing me that we've gotten really an excellent ability of drawing in what we don't necessarily want to bring in sometimes. So we need to bring in that positive vibration, bring in that positive abilities. And one of the other things I was seeing someone who was standing in front of a refrigerator and opening it up and feeling defeated, feeling like I can't even put a meal on my table. They're telling me to tell you, yes, you can. You have the skills. You have the abilities. You have what it takes. Go out there and make it happen. Go out there and move forward. Go out there and you may feel like what I'm saying is kind of singing to the wind because you feel like, but I've done everything I know to do. I've gone here. I've gone there. And it's not happened and it's not working. Remember what we were talking about earlier? They were showing me the manifestation that we can sometimes bring in what we really don't want by how our thought processes are. So sometimes we need to reprogram how we think about things, how we present things, and how we do it in our own space and in our own reality. So bringing in, and even though it may look like it doesn't have much in the refrigerator right now, and you're standing there feeling defeated and you're feeling that you're up against the wall, know that your guides are there to help you. Know that the angels are there to help you, encouraging you and bringing you that steadfast love that they have, that abundance that they have to give to you. And know that you have a right to it. And we just need to change that programming in your mind. You just need to change that ability within yourself to see the refrigerator full and to see that actually manifesting itself just as much as we have been able to do the other direction. And the message for this is to the person who is in that place, who feels that defeat, is to start taking the baby steps of changing your thoughts. Start taking the baby steps of not necessarily seeing the glass half empty, but see the glass as half full. Changing how you have a perception of the reality of the world around you as you're thinking about it, as you're doing it, and as you're being in that place. That some of that negative energy is stored up in your space as well. You're stuffing some of that tension and that energy because of that negative place that you've allowed yourself to become a part of and to become affected by. And that's one of the things that they're saying that we need to work on, we need to focus on and reprogram and correct and get a new balance and a new hope. And even though you may feel like, oh, I've done this, I'm so tired of it, I'm not breaking through, you know, the minute you give up and you know you start saying the negative, defeated verbiage and you bring in the words that are that way, you've canceled everything you've worked on. So you need to rebuild. Or you could be right at the corner, just ready to turn around that corner and actually meet your blessing face on and meet the answer face on and be so blessed and have the abundance of it that if you just know, hang in there and know that it's going to be okay. Don't give any place to those negative thoughts. Don't give any place to those negative vibrations, but stand fast, stand strong, stand true, and know that it's okay, that even though I might be standing here right now trying to figure out what I'm going to do, you can be okay. It is okay. You are okay. Everything is working out for the higher good. I know that there was a point in time where I would stand there and I'd say to my guides and my masters, I'd say, okay, then you guys are going to do this or you guys are going to do that. And they started showing me that that's the place they wanted me to get to, where we allow them to help us, where we allow them to become an active part and an active connection of who it is we are and in our reality. Because that's what they came for. That's why we put ourselves in alignment for. That's why we're here learning the lessons and we're doing the different things we're doing in our life process. It's all because of who we are and how we say things, how we operate, how we function, all of those things. And as you're standing there and you're feeling like you're defeated, know that you're not. Know that your answer is right there. Just as simple as when you stand there and you grab the handle to that refrigerator and you open the door and you look in. That's how simple it is to reach out and grab your answers. They're wanting me to really stress that to you, that as you are making that connection and you're standing there feeling very defeated and you're feeling very overwhelmed and overcome, that you can make that connection, that you can do that, just as simple as opening up that refrigerator door, and just as simple as allowing yourself to make that connection and open up to it and receive it and let it become a part of you. Another message I had was for somebody who has a pony. This pony apparently was something you had when you were a younger child. This pony is now on the other side. It passed just recently. You had it for a number of years. This pony is coming in with the energy of gratitude and having enjoyed the life that it had with you. You've been feeling the energy of it around you even more so right now. And the energy of the pony is the energy of gratitude and being thankful. It feels like you may have rescued this pony, because I'm seeing a rescue situation in my mind's eye. They're showing me where this pony actually had fallen down what looks like a ravine and that you had done steps necessary to rescue it. But that's the visual they're giving me. I'm not sure that that's exactly what happened, but I'm seeing the visual of being rescued. And they're showing me that you actually, and they're so grateful for that, that you gave them a nice long life because of your doing that, because of your providing for them. There's something about the stall in the barn that you always made sure that it was very comfortable, and you always made sure that there was fresh straw. They're just showing me a lot of gratitude for the environment that you had created for this pony, that you had created for this animal. And it's bringing the message of encouragement and thanks to you for being in that role and being in that place. I'm also hearing there's this young man who, he's been in and out of out of my studio room now a couple of times. And the energy of him is, I get a very strong feeling that he actually committed suicide. And that there's a family member who is either listening to the program or is going to pick up an archive of this program and listen to this program. And he's showing me that he wants his family to know that when he passed, he did this at his own hand, that he had reached a point of feeling that his life had just been worthless and it was not anything that either of the parents had done that created this within him. He's wanting the parents to know, because I'm feeling that he's telling me that the parents are blaming one another and they're blaming themselves. So it's creating a problem within in the relationship. It's creating a problem within your marriage. And he's wanting you to know that neither one was at fault, that it was where he was at, it was what he was doing, it was the influences he was under. He's showing me his arm, so I'm believing he may have been using drugs at the time. He's showing me that he does not want the family to take this on as there, it is something that they did. He's reiterating this over and over to me again, that he went home because he could not bear what was going on in his own world, not having a thing to do with the family itself as a nucleus. He's also showing me that he wants you to know that, yes, he is home, that one of the parents has the belief process that because he committed suicide that he is actually not at home, but suffering, and he is not. He is at home. He went home through the back door, through the quiet door, where they're greeted by those that help those who have committed suicide. And he's showing me that he is in and out of the healing chambers a lot, and that he's tried to come and talk to his particular, to his father. He's tried to speak to you more than normal, I guess because you guys had a little bit of a stronger relationship and a stronger tie, because he's kind of showing me like a picture of the two of you standing where one's got their foot kind of picked up at an angle and their arms around the other person's shoulder and a big grin on their face. And he's showing me the energy of that's the person who he is spending a lot of time with right now, trying to bring them to an understanding that he's home, that everything is fine, and that he is so very sorry that he left, but that he just could not continue in his process where he was at. And it was nobody else's fault. It was nobody else's. He didn't do this because of something that a family member had done or something that someone else had done. This is something that was within himself. There's a lot of sorrow with him, a lot of, not sorrow as in he's unhappy, but the sorrow of having left the family, having left all the consequences of his departure. And he's very quiet, he's very shy in the energy field that I'm feeling around him. Very overcoming, very overwhelming in his approach to come in. He came in with much hesitancy because he wasn't sure that you would hear or accept the message that he has to give, that he is home, that everything is fine, that it's okay, that he wants you to heal and move forward and realize that it was not your fault, that it was not anything you had done or not done. I also have this big field that's opening up in front of me. As his energy has subsided, and I'm seeing this rather large field, open meadow looking type of field. And within this meadow and in this field, I'm seeing is a place where many need to create their ability to have a mental safe place where they can go and have their quiet time and have their thought time. And maybe I'm seeing in particular one woman who likes to take hot baths, and I see another person who likes to sit in a hot tub. As you're having this quiet time, as you're having this type of contemplative time, I'm seeing another woman who's sitting in her desk chair, and her hands are laying across the top of her lap with the palms in an upright position. I'm seeing that a meadow is an area where you need to create within your space. Your masters have been trying to show you this meadow of peace that they want you to be able to go to. They want you to be able to connect with and make it a part of who it is you are, and drawing in from that and allowing yourself to be blessed by that. and allowing yourself to have that escape place, have that place of peace, have that place of calm, have that case of a place where you can go and know that you are at peace, and it's that quiet contemplation time that you need, that they're showing me that you need to be at, and know that you have that. You have that ability to go there, and that it's okay to be there. It's okay to know that you have a right to be able to gear down. You have a right to be able to have that calm. You have a right to have that peace. And that's a strength that they're wanting me to send to you and encourage you to draw from. That when you have your quiet times, when you have your private times and in those types of situations, to draw from that meadow, draw from the quietness, draw from the land, draw from the vegetation, draw from the trees and the flowers, and allow them to recharge you. When you were a little child and you'd be outside playing and you would be just having a grand old time and not wanting to go home, but you were exhausted, you would take the time to lay down on the ground. You would take the time to recharge yourself. You would take that few minutes. And that's what they're showing me. They're showing me that it's a good place to be. And you need to draw from that. You need to allow that to be a part of your space. Allow that to be a part of your quiet time, your meditation time, your prayer time, your contemplation time. All of that is drawing from this meadow. They're showing me this huge, beautiful meadow, and I know that this is what they're showing us, is that we don't necessarily take enough time to recharge ourselves. We don't necessarily take enough time to, when we do have that quiet time, to focus in and recharge ourselves and reconnect with Mother Earth and reconnect with the energy that the Earth has to share with us and to bless us back with. The example they just gave me just briefly ago, as I shared it with you, is when we're children and we go out and we're playing, we play and we play and we play, and we get exhausted. Intuitively, we know immediately if we lay on the ground and if we connect with the earth, maybe play with a blade of grass or draw something in the dust or flip the pebbles around in the grass or in the driveway or wherever you may be. I mean, in your meadow, they're showing me that you need that type of connection. That's what this connection thing is all about. Drawing in that recharging, that regrouping, that rebuilding energy, and letting go of that stagnant stuff, what they were showing us at the beginning of the program, letting go of that stagnant energy that gets stuck within us. It's a way that going to that meadow and going to that quiet time and going to that released point, we can move forward. We can be okay. We can recharge, and we can move forward with confidence. So as we're going through a lot of the things that are going on in our lives right now, if we would just simply turn to that reprogramming of ourselves, if we would just simply take the words can't, stop, won't, don't, can't, what, those type of things, taking that out of our vocabulary and putting in the I am, I can's, I will's, all of those things within ourselves, then we can have our meadow of peace where we can go and recharge and rebuild ourselves and reconnect and be who it is, then learn who it is and what it is we're here to learn. I'm also seeing that there is a person, and I'm feeling very strongly that it is a woman, who is preparing to take a test. I'm seeing two guides that have come in. And these two guides that have come in are showing me that you have the ability to pass and to accomplish great things through the taking of this test. You need to draw from that and know that you can pass that test. I see that I have a caller. Louise, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for everything. I really appreciate the ways you've helped me. I just really needed to ask you a question today. When I came home from walking this morning, I heard what sounded like an animal or a bird, like, screaming inside my house.
Okay.
Is there something in my house, like an animal?
Whereabouts did you hear it?
Well, I was still outside when I heard this high-pitched screaming, and I thought it was something at the neighbor's, and then I realized it sounded like it was inside my house, so I opened my front door, and yes, it was in my house. I mean, it was a loud, high-pitched.
Okay. I'm trying to connect because I know who I'm talking to, and I'm glad you called and asked me the question today. And I'm not necessarily seeing anything that I want to say, you know, you need to go and call the game warden and have them come and do a check on the property, you know, like if you've got a bear cub or something in a room. I'm not seeing that. It's interesting. I know that we had a conversation about some of the energies that will attach to people when they are in certain places. We discussed that, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm almost wondering if there's not an awareness within this energy. Did your husband leave something there that he normally would take with him back to go back up on the slope?
That I don't know, but it's possible because what you're saying, I also thought that I guess that could be possible too. I guess that could be it. And for me, maybe that's preferable than having a wild animal in the house. Because
right.
I was sort of afraid for my children's safety.
Right. Now, when you were, when you heard it, did it sound human? Did it sound animal?
At first, I thought it was a woman screaming. But then when I opened the door and I heard it loud and clear, then it sounded more like an animal. And
okay.
It's scary because I don't know how I'm going to go to sleep tonight.
Wondering what that was all about.
Thinking that, yeah, there could be a live rodent in my house. I mean, I'm in my house right now, and I'm very uncomfortable being in here because of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother you like this.
And I know that about you. What I'm going to kind of recommend that you do is, after I get off the air today, to go ahead and give me a call. And we'll talk about this and see if we can walk around a little bit and see if we can't do some clearing and see if we can't find the source of that noise for you, because I don't feel like we're necessarily working with it on a physical level. I feel like we're working with it on an etherical level.
Okay.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm just...
I'll talk to you soon.
What room are you in?
Right now, I'm in the baby's bedroom.
And how do you feel while you're there?
I guess I'm less comfortable in the back bedroom. Like right now, I could walk into my bedroom as well. Actually, this one might feel a little better. That's strange.
Okay. Yeah, let's do some work. Give me a call once we get off the air, and that way I can work with you a little bit more on making sure everything's clear and making sure that everything's going to be okay for you and that, you know, you'll feel comfortable and you'll actually be able to sleep tonight and you won't sit there curled up. I can just see you sitting there curled up on your bed with your feet pulled up to your...
Yeah.
And we don't want you to do that. We'd like you to get some sleep.
That's what I think would be happening. Okay, April, thank you so much. I'll call you later.
Okay, thanks for me.
Bye.
sometimes we can have situations like that can happen, and I appreciate the fact that she felt comfortable to call and to ask that question. And sometimes we get those weird little things that are going to go bump in the night, and we need to really check them out, and we really need to make sure that we're safe, make sure that we have an atmosphere in a place of where we are that we're safe and that everything is okay. And it's one of those things that if something like that happens, you always want to do what you need to do to make sure that you are in a place of safety. You want to always keep yourself very safe and make sure you're taking care of your families. And by doing, you know, calling those that maybe can help you, maybe a reader who can help you in a little way as well. I am also going back to, seeing some candles. They're showing me significance of candles. I'm seeing like altar candles. I'm seeing like candles, that there's something about candles that you need to work with some candles. I know that you can do candle magic and that you can do things where like you can etch into the candles intentions and prayers, and like if you wanted to set a candle that would be for healing, or a candle that would be for finances, or a candle that would be for helping you find your own inner love, and that kind of stuff, that you can etch that into the candle and that you can work with it that way. But I'm seeing candles that are more like altar candles, more like candles that you would light for like prayers or to set intentions and that type of thing. And right now I'm hearing that as we're approaching this power day that's coming up next week of 9909, it's a very strong power day, that maybe lighting a candle, maybe having a vigil of a candle to help set the energy and to do work with the that day and something to do with the fire and the candles. And also, if it's like if you're asking for something, they're telling me that it's important for you to burn a candle. If you're a person who works with candles, I'm really going to suggest, because of the way that the message is coming in, is that candles are being brought to the surface during the program, and that it's really important that you start working with candles. Start lighting your candles again. Start bringing the energy of the candles back into your space. It's kind of like you've not been using the candles. You've not been drawing from that. And they want to encourage you to start using candles again. They're showing me it again. It's not just passing through. So I'm trying to get what the message of the candles is. So somebody who is listening that is being drawn to need to use candles for something, I'm hearing healing. I'm hearing the word healing, bringing in the energy of candles for healing. Healing of, okay, a candle carries all four of the elements. A candle is, they're showing me all four elements. You've got fire, you've got the liquid, which is your water, you've got the earth element, and you've got the air element for the smoke. They're showing me that there's something about drawing in the energy of that. And if you haven't done candle magic, I would recommend that you do some research on it, read up on it, learn about it, because it is something that's going to be a tool that's going to be helpful to others as you're kind of client is shining a light in and you're clearing a path in and making a connection so that the energy of the candle can help. The elements of that are all represented within that can help you and can open up pathways and shine a light into what might seem like a dark way or a situation that's not lit as well as you'd like it to be lit. They're saying light a candle. Light the candles, bringing in the peace that you want to bring in with those candles. I'm going to go back to the gal who's supposed to be taking a test. And your masters have come back in. They've stepped back in, and they're standing here. There's two of them, and they're showing me that you have the ability to pass this test. They're not letting it go. They're making sure that I share this message. You have the ability to pass this test. You need to stop second-guessing yourself. You need to stop letting the influences of other people around you cause you to second guess it. They're wanting you to, if you've been in a situation, like if you're working for a company and you've taken a test to move up or to secure like a broker's license or something like that, and the people in this office are not being overly supportive, they're trying to give you enough negative feedback that it's creating a doubt within yourself. They're telling me to tell you to stop it. They're telling me to tell you to stop listening to them and start listening to who it is you are and to start listening to doing and being and knowing that you can pass this test. They are going to be there with you so that you can make it through this test, that your anxiety levels are very high because of the voices that you've listened to that are external from your guides and your masters and the teachers that are working with you. They're external. They're away. They're aside from you. These voices are not the ones that you want to hear. They're not, they're co-workers that are feeling jealous. They're co-workers that are feeling threatened, and you need to move beyond that, and you need to draw the strength of that and know that you can pass this test. Yes, there is no doubt about it. You have the ability. You have the knowledge. And your masters are helping you with this. They are helping you to know the information, and they are being a strength there for you. They are actually coming in very strongly to tell me this because they weren't willing to give up, even though I took a call in between there. They have come right back in, and they are saying, yes, go ahead and draw from that. And if you need to do something that's going to stimulate your mind to remember, get some rest. They're saying don't stress about it, don't be anxious about it, but allow yourself to rest and be at peace about it and be calm about it and know that everything is okay. Everything is fine. You can do this. Quit listening to the outside influences that are wanting to beat you down and hold you back. Those are not positive higher vibrations. You operate at a higher vibration. They don't, so don't listen to them. Stay within the perfection of who it is you are and what you know and what you can do. I'm also seeing, as soon as I said that, they just like faded right on out. We've gotten the message out. She's heard the message. Move forward with confidence is the whole key of that message that they were trying to bring forward for you. I'm also seeing a gray stone house with large white pillars in the front of the house. Somebody is in the process of trying to purchase a home, and you're torn between what house to buy. They are trying to tell you to buy the gray stone house with the large white pillars. The other house is not a house that the other house is going to have some plumbing problems, and there's going to be some flooding issues within the land. They're saying don't buy that house. They're saying buy the house that has the gray stone house with large white pillars. They're reiterating that over and over and over again. They keep showing it to me, kind of like a repeating of a video screen of this house. The house that you're looking at as a second option, they're saying do not go there because of the plumbing problems, because of flooding problems, and you're going to be getting into a financial hardship that will create some problems for you within the banking institution, within the bank itself. And that's something that you want to avoid. The gray stone house with white pillars. I'm seeing it again and again. That's where you want to go, and that's the property that you want to purchase. Well, this has been April, and I can see that we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I've enjoyed being with you once again. And I do apologize. We had a glitch earlier in the program, but we were able to get back on, and I do apologize to the listener that I was visiting with. And if she has any other questions or any other things, I want to encourage her to go ahead and send me a quick little email. And she can send that to april@whitewolfapril.com. Also, go ahead and check out our website and listen for us different days of the week now on BBS Radio here. We're here on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we're so glad that we've had the opportunity to come with you again today. And I want to say thank you. And may your life be blessed with abundance, health, hope, peace, joy, and love. Until next time, aho.